What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Colorado Show.
Yeah!
Brought to you by CDM and the Colorado Free Press. And we've got a great show planned today. I'm very excited. We're going on the ground in Aurora, talking to some American homeless people, some migrant homeless people, and see what they have to say. How you doing, Darren?
I'm good. Had a nice nap for the show.
Self-care is
important. A swig of coffee. it's about to be unfired.
All right. Well, our guest today is a very good friend of mine. We actually met marching in the streets of Denver. Well, we met on Parler prior to that, but met in person marching on the streets of Denver. And she is a local Colorado journalist and has a lot of great perspective on what's going on here. Welcome to the show, Miss Karen Kennedy.
Hey.
Thank you, darlings. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
Awesome. Glad to see you. And thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Really, really happy to have you here. So Karen is a contributor to Colorado Free Press, and this week went down to, you know, went into the streets, talked to some of the people and see how things are going on. Kind of tee up the experience, and then we've got some video clips we're going to play as well.
These are some good ones.
So Karen, what you went down, kind of talk about, I didn't pull in all of the, you know, you have on your videos that you sent me, some just you walking through the streets talking about what you're doing. I didn't pull that because I figured you could just tell us. And really wanted to narrow in on some of the great conversations that you had in the videos. But tell us kind of what you were doing and what you were thinking while you were down there.
So this just got up and said, you know, I want to get some feet on the street and just start talking to people. I plan on doing this quite a bit more leading up to the election. I want to put my finger on the pulse in the community to see what people are thinking. This trip was to Aurora, which is right outside of Denver. You hear a lot about Denver. You don't hear a lot about the surrounding communities, but Aurora is typically kind of ghetto. I don't know.
Hold on. I was born in Aurora. Hold on.
Man, that's not a bad thing. You know, South side. So I'm talking to people and just kind of walking around. My primary question for this trip was to ask, are your representatives representing you? Do they ever come and speak to you? Do they ever come to ask you what it is that you might need as a constituent, since they're getting tons of money to be your representative? Are they representing you? And that was where I wanted to go with that particular trip and that question. And the resounding answer was no, nobody ever comes out here. There were some people who just kind of stopped me and I didn't get to get them on camera. Battery was low, but I mean, people were just wanting to know what I was doing there. And I explained it a little bit and just said, you know, are your representatives, does anybody ever come out here? City council, mayor, anybody ever? And they said, nobody ever comes here. Nobody cares what we think. Nobody cares who we are. So that's what I wanted to do with that. And I'll be doing a lot more. So look for that in the coming weeks.
It's a very interesting question, especially coming off of this legislative session that we just had, where you would think, based on the rhetoric, that they were down there with these guys all the time because they, you know, keep begging for money in the state house to support the folks on the street, the what is it, housing challenged folks that I'm trying to say it in the most respectful way possible. For the record, in the video, they call themselves homeless. So, you know, not trying to say it's like, yeah. But it's, you know, you would think, given the rhetoric that we hear, and my hypothesis is that the rhetoric we hear in the state house is directly tied to the rhetoric coming to the legislators from the NGOs, not actually the people.
I would agree. Based on the way that they carry themselves after they make their little decision. Did you see them dancing on the the House floor downtown. They're really disgusting. Well,
they were dancing.
They were line dancing.
They were trying.
Oh, we should find that.
What were they doing? Like,
oh my God. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Was it the cha cha slide or like the Cupid shuffle?
Yes. How did you know? Oh my God. Yeah, they were trying to do the cha cha slide.
I mean, that it's like the hokey pokey for politicians. It's ridiculous.
It's a freak show because we have these leftist, crank far left liberals with their purple green puke hair.
No, and it's mauve. Okay, it's mauve.
Oh, it's mauve. Right. I understand. Mauve. How silly of me. So they're mauve hair and they're terrible outfits and talking to these people.
You're going, speaking to Darren's heart. He's mocked their outfits a bit. Darren definitely has something to say about the Colorado legislators' clothing choices.
Yeah, man, it's not popping. Like,
and totally unpolitical because you have not your criticism of the clothing choices is not targeted one party over the other.
Because if you dress like trash, you can't make good decisions. You obviously couldn't make a decision before you left the house.
Right.
So why the heck are you decisions for the city? Like, come on.
All right. Oh, so yeah, I have good news. I have good news and I have bad news. Uh-oh. The good news. The bad news.
Let's just go there first. Get it over with.
The bad news is that I can't find the legislators dancing because there is a disturbing amount of legislators dancing video footage on Twitter, and I just can't parse through it right now, all of it, because we have a bunch. But the good news, go ahead.
Wow.
All right. But let me redeem myself because I did find this.
Oh God.
Feliz Navidad.
I'm done. I'm out of here. It shows over.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Sorry, our governor.
That was almost as bad as Nancy Pelosi and Kente Club.
Right.
What about Despacito when Joe Biden went to talk to a group of
with the phone
speaking voters, potential voters,
and he said it,
and he has like the most arrogant look on his face, like, I'm so in touch with you guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Breakfast tacos.
As diverse as the population, you voters are as diverse as the types of breakfast tacos.
I wonder if they know what computers are.
Oh, my God, national embarrassment. All right, so we have a couple of videos. One is, and it's kind of a supercut of a much longer conversation of you talking to an American housing challenged resident of Colorado. And the second video that we have is you talking to a Senegalese migrant housing challenged resident of Colorado. And what really struck me was that they kind of said the same things. I would say their attitudes are a little bit different. One is much more positive than the other one, but the substance of what they're saying is pretty darn close.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. So set us up. We're going to talk to we're going to show the American one first. What are your any notes for the audience before we play this?
Go ahead.
This is Juan. He speaks for himself. He's just an amazing human.
Juan. All right.
I want you guys to also notice the background. Pay very close attention to the background.
It's very my favorite part is when he offers Karen a blanket.
Yeah.
Rules and laws are made for the elite. If you don't know them,
yeah, but they
you can't
follow.
Even speak.
Right. Are you better now than you were in the last 10 years?
Worse.
When would you say that started?
We worse. Yeah.
When do you think that started?
Every day. We press the same head. Press the same head.
You know.
You might survive a night, but you wake up to the same shit the next day.
I want to pause that for a second because I think that what he just said applies to so many of us. That we face the same madness. You might survive through the night, but you wake up to the same shit the next day. And it when I heard him, and I've watched this a few times now, but when I heard him say that at first, I just kept thinking, like, we're all in survival mode.
Pretty much.
And certainly housing challenge people are in survival mode. But I think there's this fight or flight thing going on in all of us right now because of largely the circumstances. Sorry, Darren, I cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay, well, I'll always let you agree with me. All right, we'll keep going.
We just find one good person that's in court. Because you're trying to get a room for tonight.
If you fight,
you just half as hard. Yeah, we the ones fighting in court.
Outside, for our life. Doing the things
every day, we wreck up our life on this shit.
You can just give just.
Why do you say that?
So when they look at you and smile,
to fixing your life. Things
will be blending in with the sheep.
I know that all of falls in the pieces.
What would you say you needed as a constituent who is a head counter?
Just let the pieces be pieces. They're still going to be there for you.
We all family right now.
My addiction.
I'm going to let you get warm. You're burnt right
now. Well, why don't you have a place to stay? They just got a bunch of money.
They don't got no programs for men. They got programs for women. Section 810. Hey, I know. food stamps. They got the CDL online courses for women. What do the men got? We got the Kings out here.
You know, we just got, I think they got $70 million.
You keep saying we.
But do you see
it? If I got all the money, why wouldn't I trim?
Best for yourself. Whatever your
I don't matter if
I'm
answer,
white, though. Black, Italian, Muntoon. It don't matter what the fuck I am. Why wouldn't I try? It's from the government.
Is Muntoon an actual nationality?
I have no clue.
His brother is.
If that's, I really want to know now. Is that a country?
I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to sound stupid, so I was like, I just let it ride. Muntoon. Okay.
Muntoon. Okay.
If you want to hide something, put it in the book.
Oh.
Put in the rules and regulations. We'll roll weed on it. We'll sit up the coffee table with it, close the door with it, lift up the door with it, put it up there. Come on, man.
Well, inflation is a tax.
Rules and laws are made for the elite. If you don't know them,
yeah, but they
you
don't
can't
follow.
Even speak.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. As far as what I've seen done with books, I've seen this done with every book except for the Bible. And he's right. He's right. You know, I've seen
dudes in terms of rolling weed on it or hiding. I've seen dudes
roll weed on anything, like CD cases. You know what I mean? Compute laptop covers. I've seen it all. But I mean, what he's saying is cryptic, but it's heavy. Like, I totally understand what he's saying.
Well, and what he said, if you want to hide something, put it in a book, put it in the rules and regulations. Right. I mean, I think he's talking about policy, right? And yep. It kind of gets to what we were saying about the NGOs. There's a ton of money being spent by the government, you know, by the taxpayers through the government being spent on the homeless problem. But again, it doesn't reach the actual homeless people, because every time it changes hands, someone's taking their cut of it, and it goes from government to NGOs to some, you know, private corporate actors to other NGOs. And by the time the final transaction reaches the people on the street, there's nothing left.
Think about it. Like, how do Gavin Newsom in California said, oh, we have a 20-something billion dollar surplus, or some obscene number. Now they have like a 20, like almost a $30 billion deficit.
Deficit.
In a span of what, a year and a half?
Yeah, because they were like, free money. We got money.
You could have cured homelessness 10 times over.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We haven't seen the train.
They've already got the next big project going on.
Climate change is the reason why we have a deficit. Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Naturally.
Shut up.
Always a grift with these people. Always a grift. The money that California has spent there, fifth largest economy in the world. State. And they still have a homelessness problem. So I saw the other day they have, what is it? It's not a railway. It's some other pet project.
It was a speed, high speed rail. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. It was the high speed rail.
Again?
That's supposed to go from California to, from Los Angeles to what? San Francisco or something?
But it'll that's work it this time.
Yeah, right.
No, it won't.
Yeah, all right.
That is a statement of faith, Karen.
Right.
You're making a religious faith. It's a faith argument right there.
Karen said manifestation.
Totally going to work. Totally going to work this time. Because the government changed nothing, fixed nothing about how wasteful they are and incompetent and often criminal.
These individuals go to Washington with finance degrees. You know what I'm saying? Finance degrees, and legal and law degrees. I'm like, you guys are the worst people in the world with money. Like, what are you doing? But you know, it is
name
what
and
it
claim
is.
It.
And yet, we still gotta pay our taxes. Ain't that something?
Mm. Yeah, it's no different in Colorado. It's still a big grift. And we're, you know, these people, a lot of them they see the issue with the, can I say illegals on here? Cause they,
you can say whatever you want on here.
I refer to them
as criminal invaders usually. Although I will say that, what's his name? Harji? Your second guy that we're going to play here in a second. He doesn't seem like a criminal invader. He seems like a homeless philosopher.
Hold on, I need you to hold on.
I really liked him.
I need you to run that back, please.
Okay. So you'll see it when we play the video, and I've trimmed this down. This one was like almost 20 minutes long. I've trimmed it down to a 5-minute supercut of it. But in the middle of it, he starts talking about Plato and Socrates to Karen. And then like Bob Marley was a prophet. No, only stupid people call Bob Marley a prophet. You just need to read the Bible. Like, I really like him.
I had a great time. That's why the video is so long. I just could not stop filming. That's probably why my battery was drained. He was so knowledgeable. He did talk about his adventures getting here. He hasn't been here that long, and he talked about the going through the Darien Gap in Colombia and the place.
Well, hold that thought, because I want to close out on American homeless before we get to migrant homeless. Just want to revisit this story. We talked about this last week. It's been updated. The Gazette has updated the article. Sorry, I was looking for what the update was. But from the Denver Gazette, Denver homeless crisis worsens despite $274 million investment. Housing first approach needed, critics say. Metro area saw largest increase in homeless and low permanent housing success rate. We are leading the nation in homelessness. Metro Denver's homeless crisis has worsened and become among the most acute in the nation, despite the city of Denver contracting for at least $274 million from 2021 to 2024 to keep people off the streets. The Denver metro region has added more homeless individuals than any other metro region in the country since 2018, according to key metrics collected by the federal government. And then we went through this last week, but it's super relevant to actually, you know, Karen, you being down there and talking to some of these homeless people who are like $274 million. You keep saying we. What do you mean we?
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah. Kwan's point. Who are these we? What are you, French now?
Yeah, right.
I feel them. They're not getting any money. They're going to keep saying, they're going to do it again. They're going to spend all of the money with these NGOs, and then they're going to come back and say, we need more money. They're not housing. They put them all, I've noticed, into a big basket and just say, you know, unhoused or homeless or whatever the hell they're using this week as a term. But they're not talking about our American homeless and homeless veterans. They are talking about the illegals, because Denver had a horrible, horrible homeless problem, as Ash will attest to, way before these illegals started showing up en masse in 2021 when Joe Biden sat in the Oval Office. We have had a horrible, they used to line this Larimer Square. She knows where that is. They used to line the Capitol. They had to put rocks down to keep homeless people from making the precious Denver an eyesore when they had the All-Star game and different other events coming through here. But
yeah, they swept all the encampments. We got the MLB people come in. We've got rich people coming to town. We got to make all these homeless people disappear.
It's kind of like when she showed up to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like here's the thing. They've already shown you that it can be done, right? Yeah. They cleared this sucker out. They cleared San Francisco out in what, 72 hours? Repainted everything, like, you know, slapped some lipstick on it. Like they got rid of it. It was perfect. And then even took a couple hours to line the streets with CCP flags. Amazing, right? So, wow. These are your tax dollars at work, right? Now make them work all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like this I don't understand. Like how people can see this and still vote for the same BS. What's not clicking? That's what I don't understand.
So I think that the homeless problem broadly, and there's some feedback on the mic here, and I think it's yours. It sounds windy a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna shut my door. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
So the homeless. So back before COVID, and I can't remember what year it was, but it was before COVID. There was a big push to get rid of the citywide camping ban. Karen, I bet you remember when that happened.
I do.
And it was sold to us as empathy, right? You know, these are housing challenged people. They need a place to sleep. So we can't have a citywide ban on camping. And within a few years, we saw that it's all camping now.
Yeah. I was planning a trip down there. I got a new tent and everything. Got a hot plate.
You know, there are some campus protests you might be able to join if you like.
I'm all for it, you know. Free tax dollars.
So did you find that Morehouse video?
Oh yeah, it's in your inbox.
Oh, all right. All right. So we're gonna take a quick break from talking about our homeless, and we're going to pull up where did I go?
Did you want that video? Did you want the one with the bags turned, or did you want the one where they're rolling out the sign?
I want both of them.
Both.
All right, I'll send
yeah, we're gonna do both. All right, let me go over here. All right. Oh yeah, we're gonna have to get back to that Haiti story too.
That's a good one. Hey, shout out to Jesse. He broke it down. Jesse's getting pretty good. He's getting pretty good. Let me see if I can find this.
Let me pull this one in. One moment, hold for processing. As a reminder, you can find Darren on Twitter at MukumX.
That is I. Shout out to the Calmunity.
Calmunity.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I do love those little pocket cows. They're adorable.
Yes,
I want the tie-dye one. All right, here we go.
A day earned, not given. We gather on this Sunday morning. If you're in church, perhaps it would be this reflection. It would be a reflection about resurrection and redemption. Remember, Jesus was buried on Friday.
Who?
And it was Sunday. On Sunday, he rose again. But we don't talk enough about Saturday.
What?
When his disciples.
What?
This happened today. Give it up for Joe Biden, everybody.
Easter.
Blasphemy.
He's randomly invoking the name of Jesus in the middle.
But you gotta understand, he's been hanging out in a lot of black churches lately. So, you know, it's kind of rubbing off on him. Jim Clyburn gave him like a manual. Something.
Is there another one?
There is. I've just downloaded it. Let me see where it is. Here we go. There we go. They're rolling it out the sign.
There we go.
How do black folks not know how closely tied to the KKK he was back in the day?
I mean, we're talking like... You're talking. I got a. What's the name? I forgot dude's name on Fox. He went down a whole laundry list of all the love letters he used to write back and forth with segregationists and all that. James Eastland, Tennis. Oh my God. But you know what? None of that is true because he got arrested during the apartheid in South Africa. Remember?
Wait, I thought that wasn't. Wait, we're still talking about Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Wasn't he arrested for protesting? We covered this last week, Darren. Protesting segregation on the porch because his mama said or something.
Right, right.
Remember that one? This is the gift that keeps on giving. All right, here's this one.
USA! USA!
Oh,
USA! Uh-oh. USA!
Dang.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah.
Not going over so well.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
You'd think that unveiling the flag would be the easier part.
Joe's going to have a rough November. I'm really intrigued to see how these debates are gonna go. Considering you got Jake Tapper, and what's the other chick's name? The other Trump hater. You got them hosting it. No audience. Cutting mics. Like, this is gonna be the wackiest debate ever.
And then he declined to do the other debates, which is this is something that I find first of all enraging. Right. Mm-hmm. Second of Indeed. All, fascinating is that why is it that one candidate is setting all of the terms of the debate? We have a commission on presidential debates that is supposed to ensure that the process is fair and unbiased. But we have one candidate who happens to be the so-called ruler of the United States or SCROTUS, that he is calling all the shots. Mute buttons, no audience, handpicked moderators, and then he's declining to do anything where he doesn't completely control the terms. That is the most undemocratic thing ever in terms
that's
of
what I said. Presidential That's what I said. Is they're protecting democracy, TM. It's only democracy when they get their way. You know what I'm saying? Like everything
Absolutely.
Else. And here's the crazy thing. There's still people out here that are watching. They're watching this, and they're still good. Yo.
Karen, when you go back on that, what are we calling this? Karen from the block, Karen in the streets. What are we calling this segment? Because I like it, and I want you to do more of it. I want you to ask them about democracy and voting.
Okay, we'll think of something along the way. But I'm interested to know too. You know what I would love to do since it's my hometown? I would love to go to Chicago to the DNC. That is going to be fantastic.
That's
going to
be a freaking movie.
Black folks are sick of
Might not happen.
Lala
That's
going to
be. They're talking about doing it virtually.
They're already talking about canceling. We don't really need a convention. We have our candidate. Everybody's aligned on this.
I remember when everybody called him. They're like Basement Biden. They're like, oh, Basement Biden. And now all of a sudden, then you had the Harry Sissons and all them of the world. Biden's not hiding. He's outside.
Okay.
Look at him now. Like they're running plays like I've never seen before.
You got that right. But you know what? They're gonna show up in Chicago anyway. They will show up anyway because they are sick of him. They really the last straw was the illegals taking all of the benefits from Black folks who have been there for generations, and not just welfare recipients. But people who own homes, who have lived in these neighborhoods for years, are going, what, WTF? You have been telling us you don't have any money. Rahm Emanuel told us they have to close all these Black schools because of Black flight and all the Black folks are leaving. So we don't need these schools, but you want to put illegals in them? Where'd you find all this money? So they're coming strong. They're going, they don't have to show up, but Black people will show up in Chicago.
That's why I found it. I find it interesting how any Black person in any blue city that has been turned into a sanctuary. I don't understand how you can see this and say, yeah, but I'm still voting for Biden. Like you got to be on drugs. Like you got to be high as a kite. And then the thing about it is too. It might not be drugs. It might be just the jab. I think that messed up
both?
A lot. That messed up a lot. You know, it could be a combination. Okay. It could be a combination. But I think that you might be onto something, Ash.
I've asked the Denver NAACP where are you on this issue with all these illegals? Why haven't you said anything about these illegals getting all these benefits?
Oh, what was their answer?
Dead silence.
No answer. Yo, they're con artists. Like, and the thing about it, they said, oh, we're putting a travel advisory for Black people in Florida. Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Don't go to school there. Don't take the opportunity, young Black students, to go to school. Yeah, right. Any college that you might be offered a scholarship to a great college in Florida. Don't take it in protest.
Yeah. Don't take the football scholarship from one of these schools that sends a whole bunch of men to the NFL. Don't do that.
Right. Don't do that.
Florida State, for one. Yeah, no DEI programs because Ron DeSantis, which he should have stayed in Florida, being a governor the whole time instead of running for president because he's actually a really good governor.
Hold on.
Don't talk shit about Ron DeSantis.
No DEI programs. He's gotten rid of that.
Hold on, that's what we're going to do. Hold on.
I want to give a shout out to little Ron, okay?
What? Ron's doing his thing. But here's the thing. I was kind of selfish because I didn't want him to run. I didn't want him to become president. Not yet.
No.
He needs to stay here and handle business. Because if he's gone, we don't know what's coming next. I think I might need to come there. I mean, I've been saying it.
We may need to flee at some point. We are going to take a quick break and hear from our incredible sponsors of today's show. And then we will get back and hear from Archie, I think is how he says his name, from Senegal and the philosopher, okay. Migrant philosopher. We'll be right back.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually. And keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and Ira. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM. And he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
It's going to be a good day.
Morning, baby. Shipping beef this Monday. We do have a little bit left available here. Check us out, familyfarmbeefbox.com. Thanks. Have a good day.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
All righty, and we are back. All right.
I just saw a clip on X. Joe looks half dead. Like,
Send me the link to it. We'll play it.
Your ass is like, we getting all this out today.
I want us to have time to talk about Haiti too, if we
can. Barbecue. Shout out to barbecue.
I love a prime minister. Can we please be respectful and use his title? It's Prime Minister Barbecue. Respect. All right. So we have Harchi, who is a Senegalese migrant. He was previously here in the 90s at school. And then he kind of talked, this is not in the video, which is why I'm summarizing in the supercut. It's in your longer video, but he said he partied and he's like Snoop Doggy Dog and this and that. And then he went back, I believe back to Senegal, although it might've been Europe. That part was a little bit his bouncing around. But you know, really fascinating guy. Like I said, he goes into his philosophy and talks about Plato and Socrates and, kind of finding your purpose and vision within yourself. I think it was an incredible conversation. Karen, anything? This is a little bit of a longer cut. It's like 5 minutes. So I'll let you say, anything else you want to tee it up with before I play this.
Notice he's taking his medicine.
Yeah, he's rolling a joint the whole time she's talking to him.
He's a very fascinating gentleman. Man. And I just kind of walked up to him, didn't really know what to expect, but pleasant surprise. He's an amazing human there again. Let him tell you for himself.
There we go. Shout out to him. Let's get this party started.
Darren, you haven't seen this yet, so this will be your first.
Yes, you know exactly. West Africa, close to Algeria, Mauritania, Morocco, Africa. There is the East, West, and the mentality, it's different. It's just not because I'm from Africa, I'm a real African. No, find a real African is not easy. It's like a bunch of us, we are here like African.
Yes, sir.
And first of all, we are able to walk.
Yes, sir.
And we are respecting the rules.
Yes, sir.
And we even don't have the permit for walk. That permit for walk means we come over here not legal because we cross the border. I know that is not allowed, but we have to operate in front of the judge.
Yes, sir.
And those judge, I would like them to understand every African left his country, there is a problem in Africa.
I got a friend in Senegal. He's doing just fine.
Sorry, I want to pause it there because he's making the asylum case. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is, like you just said, Darren, I have a friend in Senegal. He's doing fine. There you go. But he's basically he's got the talking points down in terms of every man that's leaving Africa that's coming here is coming here because there's a problem in Africa. Which is the asylum. I mean, that's the asylum talking points. I'm here because I can't live there because it's so bad. I need asylum here, right?
Legal.
But you went from a problem to another problem.
Yeah, because we ain't doing so hot either. Thank you for noticing, Darren.
Yeah, so you went from being poor in Africa to sleeping outside in Africa. Actually, you know what? You might not have been sleeping outside. And now you over here sleeping outside.
Right.
Where is the logic? These TikTok people and the cartels have sold these people a dream.
Yeah. Well, and sold them a dream, given them the talking points, and the focus on we can't. So he says, we came here not legally.
Yep.
We crossed the border, and that's not allowed. But we have to take it before the judge. And I want the judge to understand that everybody coming here is coming here because there's a problem in Africa. That and I really like this guy. I'm not throwing any shade on this guy, but I think that sounds like he's got a mastery of the talking points.
He does. Yeah. They don't all. And another point I would like to bring up certainly is that these people, a lot of them, not just the Africans, but those from Central and South America, Venezuela particularly, there are a lot of Middle Easterners who are rebranded as Venezuelans, and that seems to be the protected class right now. And Venezuela had problems back in 2013, 2014, where they had a mass exodus because of the politics and the extreme inflation. And a lot of them back during that time went to Colombia, they went to Peru and
Florida.
Uruguay, and they've been doing fine for 10 years. Mm. They've been fine where they were. Mm-hmm. So what convinced them to just wake up one morning, oh, I'm coming to America? It's obviously these NGOs, they're putting these messages out on WhatsApp in the countries they're living in. They didn't, a lot of them didn't just get here. And I know this from work. A lot of them didn't just leave Venezuela and come here. They were living fine somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these people are not Venezuelan, but you can rebrand them and they end up here washing your doggone windows. jumping in front of cars. But to that I say,
yeah,
that brother is Senegalzuelan. Okay. Senegalzuelan.
Please.
All right, well, hang on, he's got something to say about Socrates.
Okay.
What did you come to study?
I have my degree in Senegal.
Yes.
Like a bachelor, I come here. I was gonna do MBA, like a master in business administration. I prefer always in my life, even wherever I am, be a value.
Yes, sir.
A value is mean what? Over here, since I'm here, I'm teaching African to speak English. Platon said to Socrates, can you make a chair for me? He said, okay, give me everything. And when they gave him everything, he even know where to start. One day, two, three, 5 days. He called everybody. He said, you know what happened, guys? You talk about Socrates every day. I'm a philosopher. I'm a wise man. Let me tell you some just all I know, I don't know nothing. When he talk about I don't know nothing. Today, the mathematician, he will tell you, yes, I know. What do you know? And our religions make us understand everything we're doing, nothing special. Everything is about God.
This is so true.
Mashallah. So.
This is true.
Let me tell you about a politician. I'm not saying something bad about politician. First of all, before I answer you, listen what they say.
And just so you know, the question that Karen asked, it's a little bit confusing. I cut that part out. And I was just trying to get the time down. It wasn't anything intentional. But the question was, have you ever seen any politicians coming around here, talking to the people in the community, offering help, showing you what the support resources are? Have you ever seen any politicians? And then he goes into this.
And watch what they do. So what they say in French, they say, hein? La loi ne fait plus les hommes, mais quelques hommes font la loi. That means the right doesn't make a law. No, the right doesn't make a human being, but a human being make the law. I come back in Bob Marley.
Yes.
When he fight, always listen to me. The war. when he talk about Africa Unite, when he talk about the hypocrites, all what he's saying, if you imagine, is in the Bible. Yes. The Bible is true.
Yes.
That's why people, they ask themselves, Bob Marley, he's a prophet. How come? Because they're stupid. You know why? Because if you want to be a prophet, you can't be a prophet. How? Prophet yourself, read your Bible to wake up and know one day will come. The politician, I answer you, I never see a politician worry about, like you said, never. You have to understand, it's not only bad people in the streets. You have nice people, but sometimes life is go up and down.
Yes.
You never know what's the next, only God knows.
This is true.
That's why always what you're doing, don't prove to me, don't prove to Biden, prove to yourself. If you know who you are, you become who you want.
Hey, you know what? That's some good tree.
Yeah, you got deep. You went real deep.
That is some good grass, boy. You got that loud pack. That is.
Whew. He's homeless.
I don't know where he got that good.
Hey, it's Colorado. It's the mile high,
Yeah, that's about as high as he is, a mile. Yeah, he's up there.
Very smart man, and you're right, Ash. I'm glad you noticed. He really knows the talking points, and it comes out in his conversation sometimes. Which when he said, for instance, I'm not talking about any particular politician because he doesn't want to, maybe ruin his chances.
Bite the hand that feeds him.
Right. Yeah. I caught that too.
Yeah. So he knows. Yeah. That was an interesting interview. I really had a good time talking to him, actually. I'm glad I stopped to talk to him. Some of the other ones were, there was this woman, I forgot to send you that one. It was a really short video, but I'm walking and I'm asking her similar questions and she just says, you got some money.
Rule one of interviewing the homeless.
Okay. Ain't that kind of
I know my worth.
I know. Oh my God. Independent woman.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got my own tent.
My
own blankets.
Can I offer you a blanket? That's where I was going. All right. So Karen, I don't know if you've seen this, but I think it's it's just kind of fun in light of the conversation. Denver Mayor's inexplicable victory lap on migrant policies. And this is his tweet yesterday, or it was maybe Friday. Denver is actually writing the book on newcomers. We've changed, adapted, and found models that work. And now we've even open sourced those strategies for use in other cities across the country. By open source those strategies, I wonder if he's referring to when his office was begging people to leave and go somewhere else, maybe.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mike Johnston.
He gets the Gaslight Award, I think, for sure. Yeah.
This clown. No question. I went into one of these resource offices in a Broomfield. You know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some literature. I just took a sheet of paper. And I think I took a picture of it. I'll have to send it to you. But it's literature on the Office of New Americans. So
hold on. They call them what?
The Office of New Americans.
Yo, Joe's planning amnesty. Where, he's planning mass amnesty. This yes. is He's not effing around.
And not just Joe. So that's that we talk about this a lot on this show, is how the Denver government has been very open and vocal about how they are moving from an emergent response to the migrants to a sustainable response. That means they're being settled. And the logical next step is, well, now they have no representation. Now they don't have access to the same rights as the rest of us. And that's not fair. So we need to give them all amnesty. And that's the weaponized empathy argument. How heartless are you that you think these people should be here and not have representation and not have access to the rights? And it's like, well, I don't think they should be here. Not because I'm heartless, but because they didn't come in legally and we have a process. Go ahead, Darren.
I'm hollow. So send the asses back. Look, send them back. Send them home. Yeah. You're like, look, you. This is thoroughly insulting. I was talking about one of my buddies yesterday. I said, bro, I said, if you take all the, like, for the past 20 years, what Black and Brown people that were already here in this country have been asking the government for. For all these years,
yep.
You mean to tell me all I had to do was go to Mexico and walk across the border and get it?
Yeah, apparently so.
That was the key to reparations.
The reparations are alive and well. It's just not for us.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious. And I mean, not to say that I don't think that reparations will ever happen anyway. But
they're happening. We're just not getting it.
Yeah. But I'm just, that's where did y'all find this bread? You guys just like Brandon Johnson out in Chicago, like that fool just keeps finding money everywhere.
Yes. Can I find some? It's called Engen, ENGEN. No cost to, free program to learn English in Colorado. No cost to you, of course, because my Black ass pays for it. Paid for by the Colorado Office of the New Americans.
Yeah, that is
those like newcomers.
The New Americans. Screw you, old Americans. Here, I'll send it to you.
Did you guys ever see the movie Gangs of New York?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I just rewatched it recently because on Badlands Story Hour they were doing, they just talk about
Badlands Story Hour. That's dope.
Yeah, and so they were doing Gangs of New York, and I had seen it back when it came out, but I hadn't seen it in a while. And when we were doing Today's History, somebody asked me what happened to Today's History with my lawsuit. It's been too much. That show takes an incredible amount of time to produce all of the history for that day in history across all of the categories. So Missy and I had to pause it for a bit, but it will be making a comeback. I love that show. It's one of my absolute favorite shows. But we were doing Tammany Hall back in the fall when we were doing that show and going through and looking at the political cartoons of the day, the local news of the day. And what was happening at that time was that Black people had won the right to vote through the Reconstruction Amendments. And so they were bringing in a whole bunch of migrants to dilute the Black vote, which was Republican at the time. And they're diluting it through which were Irish migrants. And so that story, the Gangs of New York story, is between the Native Americans, which it did not mean First Nations or Indigenous peoples. It meant the descendants of the signers of the Declaration and the founding of the country, and the Irish immigrants, and the battle that took place, and the through line of that story, which I think is so relevant to right now, is that the same people that created the problem, and then a whole bunch of people died, and then structures and community protections for both of those populations, the Native American descendants of the signers and the new, and then it's multi-generational, so it's not just new, but the migrant populations, the protections of their communities were eroded by the politicians over time. So then you have, and the end of that movie is very interesting because you have the two guys buried next to each other and you see their graves and you watch as the skyline of New York grows as their graves get kind of grown over with weeds and whatnot. Yeah. And the forgotten story of that time period in history. But this is the problem with forgetting history, is that there are there are, we've seen this movie before. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the thing about it is that that's exactly why Ron is down here. He they're teaching students about communism. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The dangers of it. This is why, and I remember when the Venezuelans first started coming here, they came to Florida. And I think the assumption was that because they were given, you know, a pass here, that they were going to start voting left. That didn't happen in Florida. that didn't happen at all. They're like, nah, dog, we're voting. They're just like the Cubans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sent you that, Ash. Check it out.
You sent me what?
The engine for the Office of New Americans.
Oh, okay. I will. We only have
the name is killing me.
I know. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
As am I.
We're not allowed to say that word.
I bet you it took them like 3 hours to come up with this name. They sat around a table like, what do you think we should call it?
Everything turns into an acronym in America. Yeah. You have got to be careful.
Yep. Oh, you got that right.
All right. So we only have a couple minutes left. I want to bring everybody's attention to a few stories out of Colorado Free Press. And everybody, please make sure that you are following Colorado Free Press wherever you are watching. So if you're in your socials, it's either on all of the socials, and we're on Truth, Telegram, Rumble, Minds, Getter, Twitter, Gab. It's either Colorado Free Press or Colo Free Press, depending on the number of characters that we get in our handle. But we've got a few stories around Colorado. As we've talked about on this show, we have a bunch of new fee categories following the end of the legislative session. So that's fun. And Steve Fenberg, the president of the Senate, Democrat representative out of Boulder, says, quote, it's our responsibility to ensure that the right users are paying their fair share to make sure that we're not having a burden on some unfairly. I do think we're finding balance, he said. And then Axios is the reason I think this is so interesting is that Axios can't deny the damage that's coming on. We've got, you know, government fee means all applicable taxes, fees, and other charges, including without limitation, transportation tax, government inspectors, custom tax, immigration, and local airport PFC charges. That is from Law Insider. They call it a fee. It is all of these things because we're talking rental cars, tires, alcohol, telephones, new air quality fees, new increasing emissions fees. They're just throwing fees at us. It's like, we're not raising taxes. They're just fees. But Axios, the reason I wanted to talk about this article is because Axios straight up says in their lead on this article, it's going to cost more to live and work in Colorado once Democrat lawmakers.
happens when everybody, here's my question. What happens to Colorado when there's nothing but migrants left there, when everybody leaves?
Yeah.
What happens? What's the end game here?
I feel like any answer I say is going to come off as racist.
I'm not made of glass. Go ahead.
it's not that I'm trying not to be offensive. It's that so going back to Harchi and listening to him, we came here illegally, so we don't have work permits, but we really, really want them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you have, there is a, it makes no sense to me that we expect people that broke our laws to get here to follow our laws when they are here.
Right.
And the worse it gets, the more money is rerouted from police and fire to migrant programs, the more homelessness tent encampments that we have. And we haven't even got into summer proper, in which I think we're going to see some crazy protests.
It's going to get real.
Yeah. They're waiting. They're so excited.
Oh, I have a whole. I went to Costco and bought popcorn. This summer's gonna be crazy.
Excellent. I just got popcorn yesterday too. I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
Yeah. But yeah. No. I think. So one, it's gonna take a lot to make Coloradans leave because our state is amazing. We have such resources. We have some of the most beautiful landscapes in the world. We have great industry here. There should be an incredible amount of jobs available, but we have a regulatory environment that is suffocating the people of Colorado. And so that, you know, the legislative and regulatory, just, I would ask everybody, remember come November, right? Mm-hmm. Remember what has happened over the past 2 years when we have the most radical assembly that we have combined with a radical executive branch. Remember this, and we don't want this. Short of, you know, if that doesn't work and people do actually have to start fleeing because it goes fully communist.
I mean, they already have. I sent you that video.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And so many people, like Karen and I, started out USCIP marching in the streets together in November of 2020. And so many people that we were marching with have fled the state.
I've met a couple down here. And these people got money. Yeah. They brought that. They left. That's a heavy tax base.
Yeah.
Like, you guys got this. They got some rich people out in Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez.
So the reason that I say, like, I feel like anything I say is going to come across as racist is because I don't think that there's anything I can say in answer to your question. What happens when all the taxpaying citizens of Colorado leave because the environment becomes untenable? I don't see any good outcomes from that. Now, I think the progressives think that they're going to have their utopian fever dream. Right
now, what does that utopian fever dream look like? What does that look like?
I don't know if they've thought it all the way fully through. I think they've gotten to the point of destroy all of the current power structures, but I don't know that they've gotten to the.
We don't know, but we don't know what's next. Yeah. All right, we're just gonna try this out.
They're just speaking.
Gentrified neighborhoods. I get to walk around with, hi. Oh, no, you didn't have my purse. I'm so sorry. How are you? they're happy living in gentrified neighborhoods. The white guilt. Maybe the people of Boulder will stay. I don't know. I blame Mork and Mindy. I hate them. And I don't think they have not thought this through. And they are, however, given the mass turnout at a recent town hall, citizens town hall in Lakewood, Colorado. Mm. We expected about 50, 60 people and there were 500 and people were wrapped around the corner because of this so-called migrant issue. So Lakewood, as Ash knows, the medium home is $650,000, $700,000. And these people are very, very concerned because Lakewood is just absolutely full of these illegals. And I know because they come up to your windows to wash your windows, right?
At your crib?
No, right there at the intersection.
That's the easy way to get shot.
Intersection. Yeah, they squeeze the water and have their little squeegee. But American citizens, the homeless, were never allowed to do that. But the Venezuelans can. So it's the running joke here. But they haven't thought it through. And these people are coming up to their doors, knocking on their doors, asking for money and food. And now they're like, wait a minute, wait. I was all for this until it started hitting my front yard.
Yeah, that's why Ron sent him to Martha's Vineyard. They was out of there in like what a day.
They were. It was less than 48 hours, and they were so proud of themselves.
Wait, did you see the video where the lady when they put him back on the bus and the lady was like, "Yeah, boy."
They also bought. Did you see the food they bought for them? It was like all the most toxic. Like boxed, toxic, full of terrible. Preservatives, food. And you know those Martha's Vineyard people aren't eating processed.
Grass-fed lamb.
All right. So speaking of not following, we're out of time, so this will be our last story. But speaking of not thinking it all the way through, let's talk about the wolves. So one of the wolves that they released is confirmed dead by a mountain lion now. Yep. So that was an unsuccessful experiment to release.
Run this wolf thing back by me real quick.
Yeah, so the governor's husband, Marlon.
Your governor's gay?
Yes. Did you see the Feliz Navidad video?
I mean,
gay as hell.
I just thought he didn't have any rhythm.
Well, that too.
Dopey Donuts is sugar sweet.
So his husband.
Okay. It's not
judging for life choices. We're talking about his husband's love of wolves right now. Okay. So what they really wanted, this was his pet project. They really wanted to release the wolves. They did. It was very exciting. They had, do I have the video in here? I don't think I do. But they had, you know, video of the wolves running off into the wilderness, and it was going to, and then they started killing all these cattle. Mm-hmm. You know, cattle ranchers are kind of pissed off about that. Like, hang on a second. We didn't have wolves before, and now we have wolves, and they're killing our cows. And each time that they kill a cow, that's a significant impact to my bottom line as a cattle rancher. And of course, you know, the fever dream rainbow communists definitely want cattle ranchers to feel the pain because they don't want us eating meat, and cows fart too much.
Bugs. Eat the bugs.
Eat the bugs. Right.
Eat the bugs or you nuts black.
Yeah. So one of the wolves was killed by a mountain lion. And so now this is out of an article from Ag Daily. As ranchers in Grand County, Colorado grapple with navigating calving season and newly introduced wolves, Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the Colorado Department of Agriculture say they're working to support non-lethal predator control. You know what great predator control is? Don't freaking release predators.
So where do they get these wolves from?
Canada, I want to say.
So let me get
here.
This
I have on, I have time, this. Time, hang on. Let's see.
Time out. Traveling flag on the play. So you mean to tell me this fool went up to Canada, got wolves, brought them to Colorado to release them.
So
and into an environment that that's not there.
Correct. Good point. Go on.
And you mean you guys are actually having problems now? Shocking.
Yeah, well, I think that I want to say they're Canadian, but I don't. I'm looking.
This is why these kooktard liberals don't need to make
Oregon. They're from Oregon.
They don't know what they're doing. Oh my god!
You brought
hell is paved with good intentions. Let me.
You brought right wing meat eating wolves.
Yes. Far right MAGA wolf extremists.
MAGA wolf extremists.
Yeah.
Good one. Good
yeah.
One.
So five wolves. We started with five. One of them is definitely dead from a mountain. The rest of them are eating the cattle, attacking the cattle. And that is why we are now going to have taxpayers pay $20,000 to use towards non-legal deterrence, such as nighttime patrols, herd protection, including range riders.
How many did they bring?
Five total.
And they reproduced, I'm sure, by now?
They have reintroduced them. And lest you think that they're learning from their mistakes, they're now talking about introducing wolverines.
Oh, that's going to work out great. Well, they're illegals, wolverines, wolves, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my. We in trouble. I'm going to Florida.
We're moving to Florida.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
This show is now called the Florida Show.
Indeed. We'll do a live look. Studio.
Darren's master plan is complete.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let everybody know that you don't have to deal with this. You don't have to go through this. If you have common sense and you are a patriot and you like guns, you can come to Florida. Okay, you don't have to put yourself through this. Love yourself more. Okay, a U-Haul truck is
the
a form of
greatest love.
Renting a U-Haul truck is the finest form of self-care.
Is happening to me.
Turn the light
on. Now, if you're a blue-haired liberal, don't come. You stay.
like
Kamala Harris said, don't come.
All right, everybody, that is the show that we have for you. Before we head out of here, I just want to talk to everybody really quickly about Epic Minerals. Epic Minerals
Hold on,
is...
You got to do this right, Ash.
Oh yes, sir. Go ahead.
I didn't buy this for no reason, you know?
Epic Minerals is brought to you by epicminerals.net. And we are very excited about these products. You can get them at epicminerals.net, promo code ASH. And we've got an artisan soap sale going on. I love the soaps. I've talked about the soaps quite a bit. They're very, very pretty. They make great gifts. They're handmade and they smell great. They even have boy scents. So, you know, Arabian Woods, that's definitely a boy scent. So everybody check those out. We've got the zeolite. This is heavy metal detox. So, you know, we have aluminum, barium, strontium, sulfates, and oxides coming down on us all the time. Air, water, food, soil, all of it. This will help you detox with the zeolite extra. And we have the Epic Moisture Body Butter, which is absolutely incredible, really, especially here in Colorado where it's very, very dry, really does, I'm looking for the body butter here. There we go. Really does just deeply moisturize you from head to toe. So everybody should go head over to epicminerals.net. Use promo code ASH to save a bundle and support the show. And thank you both. Well, Darren, you're always here, but thank you, Karen.
We forgot to shout out Ashy Larry.
Oh yeah. For the Epic Moisture. Oh, yeah.
He'll need it.
Dr. Ashy Larry. This is dope. I think they should like do a spin, like some kind of advertiser saying, mess with ash so you don't be ashy. You know?
Ooh.
Something like that. Ash keeps you from being ashy.
For real.
Boom.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming today. And folks, if you want more of Karen's incredible reporting, make sure you're signed up over at ColoradoFreePress.com. Follow us on our social media, Real Karen Jean, J-E-A-N, Mookum X. We should really have headlines on this StreamYard. We'll do that for next week so that we don't have to say them out. And then I'm Ash in America, Ash with an E on all socials. And yeah, guys, had a blast talking to you today, and we'll see you guys
next week.
You too. It's been awesome. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.